This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number that you need. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Patrick Bateman.
Wait, isn't that the murderer from... American, what is it?
American Psycho. Well, whenever I'm wearing a suit, a three-piece suit and tie, that always brings up Patrick Bateman and me, so.
Okay, all right. So, it's Vincent, yeah. So, we got stuff to talk about here tonight. Apparently, there's actually a little bit of good news coming out of the Supreme Court, in the United States. I got this story from my man Michael Hampton. And apparently, the court has limited police powers to seize private property. Well, I don't know if you heard about this story, Vincent, but they've ruled as of today that the Constitution places limits on the ability of states and localities to take and keep cash, cars, houses, and other private property used to commit crimes. The practice, known as civil forfeiture, is a popular way to raise revenue and is easily abused. Has been the subject of widespread criticism across the political spectrum. In fact, we've seen state governments, a bunch of state governments, radically adjusting their laws to either, you know, seriously limit civil asset forfeiture or remove it altogether, as I understand it. So maybe this is some acknowledgement from the Supreme Court that those states are on the right track. The court's decision will open the new door or a door to new legal arguments when the value of the property seized was out of proportion with the crimes involved. So in this case, the court sided with Tyson Timms, a small-time drug offender in Indiana, who pled guilty to selling $225 worth of heroin to undercover police officers. He was sentenced to 1 year of house arrest and 5 years of probation and was ordered to pay $1,200 in fees and fines. State officials also seized his $42,000 Land Rover, which he had bought with the proceeds of his father's life insurance policy, saying he'd used it to commit crimes. Supreme Court ruled the Eighth Amendment, which bars excessive fines, limits the ability of the federal government to seize property. And here's a shocker. This was a 9-0 decision, a unanimous decision for the Supreme Court. A lot of times you see split results out of the court, but in this case, they all agreed that the court ruled that the clause also applies to states under the 14th Amendment, one of the post-Civil War amendments. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, writing for eight of the justices, said the question before the court was an easy one. She said, quote, "The historical and logical case for concluding that the 14th Amendment incorporates the excessive fines clause is overwhelming." She said further that, quote, "For good reason, the protection against excessive fines has been a constant shield through Anglo-American history. Exorbitant tolls undermine other constitutional liberties. Excessive fines can be used, for example, to retaliate against or chill the speech of political enemies." Now, of course, we've seen many examples over time of people who have had their lives absolutely destroyed by these civil asset forfeiture laws. I can think of, for instance, the Fat Stuff store here in Keene, which I think was before your time, Vincent. You're in college here in Keene, New Hampshire, and originally you're from the Dartmouth, New Hampshire area.
No, not Dartmouth, New Hampshire. Probably one day they'll change it to be Dartmouth, New Hampshire, but the Upper Valley.
Oh, right. Lebanon.
They control all of it, so yeah, it might as well be
basically
Dartmouth.
Yeah, the college.
Well, yeah, it's Dartmouth Mafia territory.
Yeah, so anyway, here in Keene, back in 2014, there was a raid against a head shop, actually, that was on Main Street here in Keene. And very popular shop, very large business, like a lot of square footage, plenty of pipes and, you know, bongs and, you know, whatever.
They got. Do they have adult novelties?
Actually, in the back, there was an adult section. So they were raided by the DEA And it was actually a coordinated raid that happened to pot shops, or not pot shops, but head shops across the United States. There were like 200 raids that happened on the same day. So it wasn't just this one location. And they took the man's truck, the guy who owned the place, of course, took the entire inventory from the store, basically.
Well, what crime were they charged with or suspected of doing that?
You know, I don't even remember what it was, but it had nothing to do with taking all of his stuff, basically. The allegation was that he was, at one point, the allegation was that he was selling the synthetic drugs, but he wasn't, because he'd stopped selling the synthetic drugs because of enough outreach or outpouring of frustration and upset by the local community. He'd actually decided to stop on his own volition.
But, and you say they took his truck?
They sure did.
So it's and my understanding from what I hear,
and about $100,000 worth of inventory.
From my understanding, what I hear is like the excuse or the justification police use for, like, I think in vehicles particular is, right, it was part of, if a vehicle was a participant in the crime, right? The guy runs a store and they're taking away his. It's not like he's driving.
He's just driving to work.
Yeah. So it's just, at this point, just plain theft.
That's all it was. And if you want to see the video, it's pretty amazing. It's one of my, I would say, one of my favorite moments. It's a horrible moment, but as far as video of the horrible things government does, man, did we hold these people's feet to the flames. I was out there. Rich Paul was out there. Garrett Ian, another activist in the area at the time, just haranguing these bureaucrats as they kept, like, loading boxes full of bongs and pipes and things like that onto a truck. They literally packed the back of a moving van or moving truck with tens of thousands, if not $100,000 worth of inventory for this store. And all of that stuff was forfeit. All of it was. I mean, they destroyed this man's business. He tried to reopen afterwards, and for a little while they did stay open, but eventually he closed it down after, within the first year after the raid. It was really sad because his business had been around for close to a decade.
And it's left a vacuum that hasn't been filled. Now there's only a bunch of small head shops around here. There's no one big store, and the adult novelty shop is closing down.
I heard about that. In fact, it left a vacuum literally because the space is still empty. Years later, I mean, we're in 2019, so it's been almost half a decade that space that they were in has not been rented. So whoever the landlord is, and I believe I know who it is, I think it's actually a state senator. The landlord there has been without rent, which is, that's a $3,000 to $4,000 a month property.
Paying property tax on top of that.
Right, they're still paying full property tax on that spot. So anyway, talking about the Supreme Court coming in here with a good ruling. Of course, it's, three decades too late or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's about time they decide. You know, 9-1 is like...
9-0.
Nine to zero. If it's that clear cut, why is it this such a big issue?
Well, it's a huge issue. I guess nobody ever brought it to the court before. I mean, that's just how hard it is. Most people, when they get charged with something, first of all, if you get charged with civil, or if your stuff, your assets get charged, because what happens is the government will file a case against your truck. So it's U.S. federal government versus Ford F-250. Seriously, these are the names of the cases.
It's incredibly Kafkaesque.
U.S. federal government versus $50,000 in cash. They literally have cases like this. And so what you have to do is hire an attorney, because you sure as hell can't do it yourself. You don't know the federal court system. Nobody knows that except for attorneys that actually have experience at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you hire an attorney. Then you're paying the attorney full rate, $300, $400 an hour or whatever that is, to try to fight to prove that this stuff wasn't involved in a crime or that it was legitimately obtained or whatever. And it's very, very difficult. So, in most cases, it's just not worth hiring the attorney, because if you lost, let's say you lost $20,000, you might end up paying an attorney $20,000 just to try to get it back. So most people, they just take a plea deal, and that's what these folks who are running the head shop ended up doing. After intending to fight it, the federal government and all governments will come in with a plea deal, and it will be very tempting.
But it's a heads you win, tails you lose sort of thing either way.
No, it's a lose-lose either way.
What about, yeah, that's what it means. Heads you win, heads they win, tails you lose.
There you go. Yeah, that works. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And the reason is because whenever you're dealing with the government, you'll always lose something. At the very least, you're going to lose your time. And you may lose your life at the worst. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll give you a little more on the Supreme Court. Coming up here, this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin had a nice little boost over the last several days, jumped up around $200 to $300 within about a 24-hour time frame, and it's kind of stayed up at around $3,900 US per Bitcoin for the last few days. But one thing that people don't understand, Vincent, is that you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. In fact, I paid you earlier today.
3% of a Bitcoin.
Was it 3%?
It was 3%.
Yeah, so what that was for was because you did some work for us while Mark and I had been down in Mexico. Mark's still down there, but I was down there for not quite 2 weeks. And we did some live shows from there. And, you know, I can remotely do the things that I need to do for the Free Talk Live archives after the show remotely, but it's super slow and it's hard. And, you know, I figured, Vincent, you can handle it. You're a tech guy. You can handle, you know, whatever I throw at you as far as, you know, running archives and stuff like that. So you came in every single night to do the archives for the show. So thank you for doing that. And I was going to pay you, and you requested a payment in Bitcoin, and that's what you got. And Bitcoin.com can help you learn the basics about Bitcoin. Go to Bitcoin.com. Get started there, and you can take their Bitcoin Academy, by the way, and that's free. In fact, a lot of the stuff on the website at Bitcoin.com is free, including their news site. So if you're not brand new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those over there. There's also a Bitcoin.com forum as well where you can interact with other Bitcoiners over at Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we're talking about civil asset forfeiture. And specifically, the Supreme Court with a surprising 9-0 decision affirming that, yeah, government, you can't fine people ridiculously. You can't take somebody's Land Rover if the person sold a little bit of heroin. And that's what happened here. A guy sold, Tyson Timms, small-time drug dealer, sold $225 worth of heroin to undercover police officers, and the state government seized his $42,000 Land Rover. Now, the claim is he bought that with proceeds of his father's life insurance policy. So, you know, I guess the state would argue it's drug money that he bought that with. But either way, the court is saying here that this is excessive. Quote, for good reason, the protection against excessive fines, this is Ruth Bader Ginsburg writing for the majority, has been, which is all nine of them, or I guess she wrote for eight of them. I guess somebody else wanted to write their own. Anyway, exorbitant tolls undermine other constitutional liberties. She says, quote, excessive fines can be used, for example, to retaliate against or to chill the speech of political enemies. Quoting from an earlier decision, she wrote that even absent a political motive, quote, fines may be employed in a measure out of accord with the penal goals of retribution and deterrence. Because fines are a source of revenue, while other forms of punishment cost the state money. So, for instance, going to jail is something that taxpayers have to pay for, whereas a fine is, you know, something that the individual has to pay for. Justice Ginsburg also wrote that excessive fines have played a dark role in this nation's history. She wrote that following the Civil War, Southern states enacted black codes to subjugate newly freed slaves and maintain the pre-war racial hierarchy. Among these laws, provisions were draconian fines for violating broad prescriptions on, quote, vagrancy and other dubious offenses. Unquote. The decision will not halt civil forfeitures, however, said Wesley Hottis, a lawyer with the Institute for Justice, which represented the man in the case, saying, quote, people are still going to lose their property without being convicted of a crime. They're still going to have their property seized. The new thing is they can now say at the end of it all, whether I'm guilty or not, I can argue that it was excessive. Law enforcement agencies have resisted efforts. You look frustrated.
Well, you know, it's like, well, it's a moral victory. You know, people's stuff is going to get stolen. Their livelihoods are going to get ruined. But, you know, deep down, at least it makes us, you know, you could feel better knowing that you were right. I mean, it's like, if there's not much of an alternative, well, there is an alternative, but it's... You know, it's not very pretty, and I don't know. For me, it's just frustrating that that's all they could do, right? I mean, you have something that's clearly not just like immoral, but clearly, you know, in my view, you know, at least according to the Constitution, illegal. Yet, but it's allowed to go on, and if anyone fights back, they're a terrorist.
And what they're saying here is that basically, the court, when you do an appeal in a court case, you have to do it on a very specific question of law. So you can't appeal the facts in a case. You can only appeal errors or what you allege to be errors made by the prior courts. So basically, if the Supreme Court justices are not asked a question specifically, they cannot answer anything else. So if the court is being appealed as far as this was excessive, was this punishment excessive, that's the only thing they can look at. They can't just throw out all of civil asset forfeiture because that wasn't what was in front of them. That wasn't the issue that was being appealed, which is, it sucks, but unfortunately that's just the way it is. Law enforcement efforts, or rather law enforcement agencies, have resisted efforts to curtail civil forfeiture, saying they rely on the proceeds for sorely needed equipment. Those poor, poor law enforcement
officers.
Well,
and equipment that they get for discount or even for free from the Department of Homeland Security anyways.
Right, but they need more. It's just not enough for them to get free Bearcats and free MRAPs and free machine guns.
I'll tell you what, they need more bullets, but just going the other way.
They need, well, now, wait a minute, that's not going to
stop. I mean, in defense, when they try and steal people's property.
What you're saying is that it's legitimate to fire back against a criminal gang that's trying to steal your property.
Or hurt you, yeah, absolutely.
I would agree with you. It is legitimate to do that. It is completely morally correct. Unfortunately, it's going to make you end up dead if you do it. And further, it's not going to actually solve the problem. Because even if in all the 50,000 raids that the police commit every single year in the United States, no-knock raids, even if, half of them fought back and one cop died in every single situation, it still wouldn't end the no-knock raids.
Well, I think it would be, like, not that I'm advocating for it, but it would be a decent deterrence, right? Like, when people saw Jaws, right, mm-hmm. How many people, like, less than a dozen people normally would die from shark attacks, but how many people refused to go to the beach after seeing Jaws? Thousands.
Yeah,
right. And that's a movie, right? It's not like Jaws was a documentary where, no, I don't know, however many people died, right? So I'm just saying that if a movie could get people to not do something, just imagine actual consequences.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just going to have to disagree because I think that what you would see happen is if there were police officers who were scared away from the SWAT team by the fact that people were shooting back on a more regular basis, it wouldn't end the SWAT team. It would just mean that the cops who were, let's say, a little bit more affiliated with risk-taking, more interested
in... You mean the crazy sadists or the psychopaths?
Yeah, the craziest.
Well, they're already there. That's already most of them.
That's what I'm saying. That is true, but it would attract an even more dangerous bunch of them in that particular case.
Well, then we'd get accelerationism, and there's pros and cons to that.
Well, and further, what it does, using violence back in response to state violence, besides lowering yourself to their level and embracing their tool, which is the tool of violence... You also, like I said, you'll end up dead.
Well, you could either die on your knees or die standing up. You're going to die eventually.
But you also set the movement back as well when you do that. So from a wider perspective, it makes,
The movement. Okay, we'll get freedom by arguing on Facebook all day. Okay, I see.
More coming up here.
Movement.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to talk about civil asset forfeiture or whatever's on your mind, it's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Alabama woman who claims she was born in New Jersey is being told she is no longer a U.S. citizen and not welcome. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to Twitter to announce they will not allow the woman to return to the country after she left the United States to join ISIS. She's now in a refugee camp and begging to be allowed to come home. Today at the White House, President Trump says it's up to new Attorney General William Barr to decide what to do with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department.
Reports are out there saying that Mueller's report could be finished by as soon as next week. Empire actor Jesse Smollett was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the police on Wednesday for allegedly filing a false police report in connection with his attack claims. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are discussing the news about the Supreme Court voting 9-0 to basically in favor of a man who had his $42,000 Land Rover stolen from him by the police in Indiana. He pled guilty to selling $225 worth of heroin to undercover police officers. And you may be saying to yourself, well, heroin is bad. Heroin is very bad.
He's a death dealer, Ian. He's selling people death or killing themselves with his product, Ian.
Well, right. Some people believe that you should be put to death for selling heroin.
Donald Trump believes you should be put to death.
Is he one of those?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said he wants to bring back the death penalty for opioid dealers.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you tell me that the other day? Somebody told me
He said that a while ago. I remember
hearing it within the last week. And, it was... It's like, oh, man, right when I was starting to like Donald Trump, he's talking about bringing a death penalty in on drug dealing, which is so stupid and so counterproductive and pointless. And it once again goes to the same point that I was making before, was you were saying, you know, if people use what happens if people use violence against the state in defense? And I said it's going to mean that the cops are just going to be even more dangerous and even more crazy. And the same thing's true of if you use the death penalty against drug dealers, is you're going to get the even more violent, even more insane drug dealers, because if the penalty for dealing drugs is now death, then you have to be, you know, really nuts to go up against that. And that also means that if the cops come after you, you are going to use violence because you'll know that it'll mean you're going to die.
So you have nothing to lose.
Right. So you're just going to go ahead and arm your house to explode, or, you know, you'll just spray a bunch of cops down with a machine gun or whatever.
Well, you know, I will say, just back to the other point about emboldening them, I'll say, like, maybe there's some sort of balance, right, between, you know, like, legitimate, you know, defending yourself against them and being, you know, like, taking one for the team. Because if, you know, if everyone just laid down, right, it's like a bully, right? If you lay down to the bully, we're going to bully you even harder.
Right,
we're going to go. So it's like, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't
thing. I agree with you. You don't want to just do nothing. But there's a middle point between doing nothing and using violence. And this is the thing that, like, most people who advocate for violence ignore this. Or the people who advocate for doing nothing ignore it. The middle point is non-cooperation. The middle point is refusing to obey. The middle point is civil disobedience. The middle point is clogging the system, you know, going to court, not taking the plea deal. This is the middle road because it makes their lives very difficult, but it doesn't put you in jeopardy of imminent death. And the more people that actually do this, the more effective it becomes. And you don't have to act, and you can't be painted as a psychopath, right? Because if you were to go out and do what you're talking about, Vincent, and you're not going to, but you're just talking, it's just a radio show, you know, if you were to actually, cops come after you, you start blasting because they're going to take me or they're going to take everybody or whatever. You start blasting them. The news media is going to paint you as a psychopath, and it's going to make everybody else, because they're going to then find your radio show, and they're going to be like, oh, he was a libertarian. Oh,
he's one of those crazy Ron Paul supporters.
Right, he's one of those people. See, they're all like this. And then, of course, it kind of sets the movement back in that way. Whereas, if you refuse to obey, well, then some people aren't going to like you for it. How dare he not take a plea deal? I mean, people are always going to criticize you no matter what it is that that you decide to do. But at least you'll be alive to speak for yourself in that particular case. And there will be a counterpoint that you can make to any of the things that they say. Because otherwise you're dead, and then it's just the media saying things about you.
Well, and one could also be proactive, too, like without even getting into a situation where the cops are after you. If people are proactive and, you know, invest their time in, you know, getting good sheriff candidates elected, because sheriffs could stop all of it, right? You know, sheriffs have the constitutional authority to kick the feds out.
Supposedly.
Well, it's just, you know, you say supposedly just because very few actually exert their power, because most sheriffs are politicians.
Right. Now, there are some sheriffs who, and we can talk more about the Supreme Court here in a moment, but there are some sheriffs who have kind of made a stand at the very least on the immigration issue, where they have said to the federal government, and by the way, Jay Noon joining us. Hey, Jay.
Hey, I can actually give you guys a little example of a sheriff actually doing his job here in New Hampshire some years ago.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I don't remember the sheriff's name, but I believe it was it's the county that Wolfboro, New Hampshire is, which might be Wolfboro County. Or
that's the Lakes region, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, you guys, Christopher Gronsky, you know.
I saw him last week. He was at Anarchapulco.
Yep.
We interviewed him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the Anarchapulco shows that you guys do.
Thanks.
You know, it's great entertainment.
They're different, but yeah.
Anyways, Christopher will tell the story better than me, but he talks about how a friend of his was having an IRS issue, and the IRS was going to lien either a property or a bank account or something like that. I don't remember all the details. So Christopher set up a meeting with his friend and the county sheriff and one of the IRS agents. And basically they went over the paperwork. It was, you know, a very polite meeting, and they Christopher, like, basically pointed out some things with the IRS and the sheriff, and basically, the end of the story is that the IRS ended up not going through with whatever they were going to go through with. I don't know if it was seizing a bank account or seizing property. I can't remember the details. But the sheriff was like, well, you know, he was kind of reluctant, but they were basically like, well, you know, this is your duty, is to protect the citizens, and what the IRS has no jurisdiction here. This guy's, you know, not a U.S. citizen. He's a New Hampshire, you know, state national, like what, you know, Gronsky talks about. And basically they The IRS agents just kind of walked away, and they actually tried serving the IRS agent with some paperwork, and Christopher Gronsky's friend
and using the sheriffs to serve them, or
they had like a meeting with the sheriff, but it was just in hand, I guess. I'm not sure. Just as they were there. And I think there was a little something about that. But basically, the sheriff did do his, like, actual duty. And this was, maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago. Maybe I can get him a call in and tell the story someday.
Sure.
Because it's pretty interesting. And the thing is, first off, nobody really asks these public servants to exercise their duties of checks and balances. Nobody asks the sheriff to really. You got to ask these guys to do these things to protect you. You got to,
which of course they're not obligated to do, but
they're not obligated to do. But
if you don't ask, they're even less likely to do it.
But yeah, if they don't know what's going on, they're less likely to do it. And you know, there is certainly, there certainly is people who get elected into government positions that they want to do good, and usually what happens, they just get so sick of the system, they just get out, or they become corrupted themselves.
Yeah, that does tend to be the two different paths that these bureaucrats end up taking. I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So, we're talking about the Supreme Court case. 9-0, they ruled that the state of Indiana and all states are being excessive with their punishments. The man who had his $42,000 Land Rover stolen by the Indiana State Police is basically been vindicated here. Even though he's still guilty, he is still guilty of selling heroin to an undercover police officer, but it was only $225 worth of heroin. He paid $1,200 in fees and fines, and so the Supreme Court said, y'all shouldn't have taken his $42,000 truck.
Well, that's excellent that he actually did sell the heroin, because...
Yeah, he did.
Now, they can't do this asset forfeiture. That's like probably,
well, they can still do asset forfeiture. That's what the attorney Wesley Hottet from the Institute for Justice said, and in his statement, he did say that people will still lose their property without being convicted, and they're still going to have their property seized. However, after the fact, you can argue that that was excessive. So it might help them get their property back later.
Well, I'm glad the Supreme Court ruled that it was excessive when it was an actual heroin deal and not just... You know, well, this guy had $5,000, but, you know, he didn't have any drugs or anything, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, because it does show that even though this person was committing a technical crime, the court said this is an excessive punishment, even for this supposedly horrible crime of selling heroin. Because you know there's people who are mad about this, who just want to see heroin dealers, you know, have their heads cut off in public square, because they think that's going to somehow solve the heroin issue, when, of course, all it'll do is just open up another position for another drug dealer. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week, in honor of President's Day, you get 20% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $200 on toner.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Get 20% back in rewards on ink or toner. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/23/19. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com/20inrewards for details.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, the chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over there to enjoy the features on Discord. In fact, it allows you to actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically 24 hours a day. There are a lot of people in there, and it's a good chat room, but it also allows you to call the show. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian with you here tonight.
Jay. Vincent.
We're back to the story from the New York Times about a, I would say, a pretty important court case here. 9-0 decision, the Supreme Court of the United States saying that it's not okay, police departments, to be doing these excessive asset forfeitures. So it doesn't say that asset forfeiture itself should be illegal, that they, you know, are going to abolish it. But what it does say is that you can't be taking something that is in excess of the crime that was committed. Now, what does that actually mean, you know, when it comes down to it? I don't exactly know. But what they did say was that a heroin dealer who sold $250 worth of heroin should not have had his $42,000 car stolen from him by the government.
Well, my understanding was he had to pay like a $1,200 fine?
That's correct.
So my understanding is that you know, it would have to be within $1,200.
Maybe.
I mean, that's just the way, like, yeah. Just you reading it, that's how I understand. Probably, you know, knowing this government and our laws,
right.
It's going to be something like the opposite.
Yeah, that's what a sane person would likely think, but you're right, Vincent. They don't always do things that make sense. In this case, it's a sensible decision so far, and law enforcement agencies have, of course, resisted efforts to curtail civil forfeiture, saying they rely on the proceeds for sorely needed equipment. It's difficult, not impossible, or if not impossible, to calculate the total value of civil forfeitures by local police departments and prosecutors, but a significant portion comes from joint operations with federal law enforcement and is tracked by the Justice Department. In fiscal year 2018, state and local agencies received $400 million through this arrangement, known as equitable sharing. The amount varied widely by agency. The Surprise Police Department in Arizona. How's that for a name? Apparently, there's a town named Surprise.
There is, yep. Surprise Police.
Right. While they received $570,000. While the Buffalo Police Department in upstate New York got $130,000, the New York Police Department took in $7.8 million.
Does it say if they have to pay any sort of tax on that money?
Why would they?
Yeah, they're charities. Charities don't pay tax on money.
So the way this works, though, for you, for those of you who don't know, is for any agency that assists the federal government in one of these drug raids or whatever it is that they're doing, they get a cut. And I believe it's fairly hefty. If I recall correctly, I think it may be up to 80%.
So that's why it makes perfect sense for these agencies to engage in this conspiracy to... do asset forfeiture anywhere they can because they get all this money. They get these toys.
Exactly.
I'm sure they get, a vending machine with free beer or something. Who knows? It's just, it's insane.
Sure, this is off budget. Right. So there's whatever's in their budget. That's what they need to run their department. This is in excess of that. They don't budget for this stuff. They probably think they can because they can expect to do X amount of drug raids in any given year, but it's technically not in the budget. But it's bonuses. So, buy the whole department new laptops, new guns,
it's racketeering.
Whatever.
And I'm sure, just like their budget, they make sure they burn it all right up and so they can ask for more every year. And they probably have these, if somebody dug hard enough or found a whistleblower, they might, find, that our asset forfeiture was 1.8 million. Let's see if we can get it over 2 million this year,
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most asset forfeiture gets to drive the brand new Escalade, that that we get for you or whatever.
Which they also have stolen from drug dealers.
Oh, absolutely.
Vehicles like that. In Philadelphia, forfeiture proceeds once accounted for 20% of its prosecutor's budget. While agencies in New York and California tend to take in the highest sums, according to the Institute for Justice.
Prosecutor budget. What is that for? I guess it's for paying confidential informants.
I don't know. Is that the prosecutor's office that does that?
I have no idea, but I know that in Palmer, Massachusetts, the Eastern Hampden County Narcotic Task Force literally had this. They still have it. It still exists. It's like a cash slush fund for basically confidential informants.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it was and all the accounting is CI number 62, because you don't know the guy's name,
right.
Any of that stuff. So it could be nobody, and they're just pocketing the cash. They would literally, just write, in a thing, $2,000 for your, CI number 62.
Right, and who
that's
is
all
that?
You got to do.
Right.
Well, CI 62 is a guy named Jerry Battistoni, and I like to use that as an example. But
most people don't know.
But he's dead now because, he stopped playing their game and whatever, but, yeah.
So investigations across the country have uncovered many examples where the property seized was disproportionate to the crime, taken from innocent citizens, or targeted in accordance with law enforcement wish lists. Meaning that, we'd like an Escalade. Let's find somebody with one who's black or, who fits a certain profile, and then we'll just go ahead and trump up a charge against him, pull him over for having a burnout taillight, and then throw a bag of heroin in the back seat or something like that, and all of a sudden we got ourselves a heroin dealer and a free Escalade.
Well, sometimes they don't even have to plant anything. I've heard stories of, this old lady who runs a diner and doesn't have a bank account. Mm-hmm. She would have all the cash in her car.
Yep.
They would stop her, and they say, versus you have to border. You can't have more than 10 grand. This is within the states. And they'd say, they would use that as probable cause, saying, well, no normal person has that amount of cash. You're using it for drugs or something.
Right.
They would take it.
And then you have to prove that you didn't use it, that it wasn't used by or gained through drugs, that it was gained through legal channels. But again, then we come back to what I pointed out earlier. The only way you can do that is by hiring an attorney.
Which she didn't have. She didn't have the money for, because they stole the entire month's earnings.
And even if you did have the money for it, you'd have to pay the attorney basically the amount you were trying to get back, so it's pointless.
There was a guy in Western Mass who owned a car dealership, and it was a similar thing. He actually would fly one way, bought a one-way ticket down to some exotic car auction somewhere, and he went down there with $65,000, in a briefcase, literally, handcuffed to his arm, and he bought a $3,200 car, just put his dealer plate on it and just drove it home. You know, he bought something. He wasn't able to buy, like, you know, something cool. And it was in local news, you know, 20 years ago. And it was one of these things where you needed to have, like, a $15,000 cash deposit or something at this auction. And, like, they weren't doing checks because people were coming from, like, Canada and, like, South America to buy at these things. Hmm. And it was a lot of the bogus check stuff was happening. And or you needed to be, like, pre-approved through the auction. So he just went down there. You know, he's going to try to buy some exotic car and ship it or drive it home. And he got picked up in Virginia for speeding or something, and
oh, man.
And he was convinced that, like, they knew he had the money, because it's like they just went right for, like, the briefcase that was, like, under some clothes in the back seat. And
how would they have known? Did somebody tip him off?
No clue. He just is convinced, but this was, like, in Virginia where it happened.
Huh.
And there's been horror stories, like, just, like, guys are doing legitimate operation. You know, they own tractor dealerships. They're going to buy a tractor for cash off some farmer.
Right.
And
not a cheap piece of equipment,
you know,
right?
$10,000-$12,000, yeah. and they steal it from them.
The cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they don't want your tractor.
Yeah, and there's nothing about any drugs or anything. These guys have no criminal records. You know, these, like, you know, old tractor dealer dudes, you're, you know, straight as an arrow, never had a parking ticket. And this is why I think it's so great that somebody who got actually busted with heroin, right. It is excessive, because there's so many people out there who literally, you know, mom and pop, just like Vince was saying, you know, the grandma who's got the diner, who, you know, who collects $5,000 cash or $10,000 on somebody's really busy diners. That's not, you know, unexpected to collect that kind of money on a Sunday morning.
You know, I wonder if they're still doing what they were doing, like, probably more than a decade ago down in Florida, in Bradenton, Florida, which is where Mark is from originally. They were going around and, like, busting minor drug dealers and essentially telling them, hey, look, you're facing a felony charge here, buddy. We got you for selling drugs. That's a felony charge. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to offer you. They put a pre-written statement in front of them. You know, just put it down in front of them, give them a pen and say, look, you sign away the title to your car to us right now and we'll let you go. And they were doing this and it was working, right? Because, like, who doesn't want to avoid a felony charge? All you got to do is give up your car.
This don't only happen in Florida. This is something I've heard happening in New York.
Yep.
I've heard about that.
So they don't even end up arresting the person. So there's no actual, like, paper trail as far as paper trail within the arresting, you know, system and prosecution and all that. There's nothing. They just basically are scaring the crap out of somebody and getting them to sign over ownership of their car right there on the spot. They end up walking home. Hand over the keys. Sign over the title to the police department. Crazy stuff. That really happened. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about civil asset forfeiture on the way. Vincent, you've got a story about Venezuela and possible U.S. military involvement down there and what that could mean. More on the way. Hour number two's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth. Once and for all, visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.